Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to Luke chapter 16, but before I read our passage, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Thank you that we can turn to your Word. We do ask that you would encourage our hearts and help us to rejoice in what we see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 16, picking up at verse 10. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Well, Jesus continues his teaching as it relates to how we use stuff. We've been talking about that. We saw yesterday as he talked about the dishonest manager. And now we continue that theme, and it's going to run pretty much all the way through the whole chapter. It's this question of what do we do with the stuff we're given? Why is that important? Well, the reality is the way we use stuff communicates something about our heart, right? And not just our heart, but what we think about the person who gives us stuff. Let me illustrate this for you. If someone borrows me a car, or someone lends me a car, I should say, and I take it out and do skids in it and take it off-roading and just generally trash it, what would you think not just about me, but about my thoughts and views of the person that lent it to me? Or, to think about it differently, what would you think if I came and stayed in your house? You rung me up and you said, Logan, can you come and house sit for me for a week? And so you went away on holiday, you had a lovely break and you returned. And you returned to find the house an absolute pit sty. Like, I'm talking, there's food all over the furniture, half your books have been scribbled all over, your TV's got a hole in it, there's a few windows smashed. It looks like a hurricane went through the place. What would you think of me? Would you think that I loved you? Would you think that I cared about you? You wouldn't, would you? You would question all sorts of different things. And that's because the way we use things communicates something about us and our view of the person that gives us the things. And so it's with that type of an idea in our minds that we approach our present text. Jesus, for lack of a better word, states the obvious. He says, one who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who's dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. It's pretty obvious, right? If you can't trust a person with a dollar, you're not going to trust him with $1 million, are you? If you can't trust a man with a toy car, you're not going to trust him with a real car. You can't trust a child with a very sharp knife, can you? So you don't give them one. You can't even trust them with a butter knife. So why would you give them a butcher's knife? These things are obvious to us, right? And yet we so struggle to see this applied to our own lives. We expect God to entrust us with eternal riches, and yet we're not really good at managing our own earthly treasures, are we? And this sort of teaching can seem almost legalistic to us. It can seem almost problematic to us, except for the fact that the Bible's quite full of it. Remember the qualifications for elders? Doesn't the Apostle Paul say that if a man can't manage his own house, how can he manage the house of God? You see, we look at the lesser before we talk about the greater, right? If you can't manage the small amount of money you've been entrusted with, why would we entrust you with eternal riches? Jesus says. And all of this is going somewhere. It's not just an arbitrary discussion about mismanagement or right management of resources. You see, because all of these things are communicating something about our priorities. It's not just communicating something about our use of money, but it's communicating something about our heart. And so Jesus says, no servant can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You see, at the end of the day, if we don't use our money right for the sake of the glory of God, what we're communicating is that actually we love our money more than God. If we're not willing to hold our money loosely and hold on to God tightly, what we're communicating to God is that actually our money is our God and God is our convenient resource. But it's not just money. You see, you could add anything after that sentence in verse 13, no one can serve two masters. You can insert almost anything after that. You could say you cannot serve God and family. You cannot serve God and a workplace. You cannot serve God and cars. You can add any idol there. Because at the end of the day, to serve something is to worship it. And so what Jesus is really beginning to get at here, he uses this illustration, this parable of the dishonest manager, to highlight that we ought to use the things of this world for eternal riches, for eternal gain, for having friends in heaven. And then he drills down to the very heart issue at stake here. Who do we love and worship? Do we use stuff and love God, or do we use God and love stuff? That's really the rub, isn't it? And I guess I just wonder, you know, if we were to sit down with one of our friends who maybe we thought, you know, used God and loved stuff, what would we want to communicate to them? Wouldn't we want to communicate to them that God is worth infinitely more than all of the stuff in this world put together? May God grant us all to know that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for this reminder. We do pray that you would help us to love you and to use the things of this world to do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.